Major Ernesto Che Guevara.
He is a Marxist, a soldier, a physician.
Che Guevara's life has been represented in films like Che in 2008 and his iconic beret-wearing image plastered across T-shirts and posters across the world. But as well as a politician, Che Guevara was a doctor, and it was his travels as a medical student which brought him face-to-face with poverty and inequality. With the help of a translator, his daughter Aleida Guevara tells me she decided to follow in her father's footsteps.
Initially, I think I was greatly influenced in this respect. Then it became something natural. Being a doctor in Cuba is a way to also extend your appreciation to your people.
Aleida, who's a doctor in childcare in Cuba, is in Derby taking part in a national workshop for health professionals. Aleida tells me she's proud that healthcare in Cuba is free and that there are no private hospitals. She says Derby and Havana may not seem similar, but they have a lot to learn from each other.
I was invited by the local Cuba Solidarity Campaign group. We are always ready to learn. So we speak and we talk and we show the world how we do it. And we say, if we do it, why can't you do it as well?
Dr. Aleida Guevara, who bears a striking resemblance to her father, says it'll be 45 years since his death next month. In 1955, Che Guevara met Fidel Castro and led the Cuban Revolution. He was captured in 1967 and killed by the Bolivian army with the help of the US. Most people equate Che Guevara with rebellion and socialism, but for others he's a war criminal himself, as he ordered prisoners to be executed without trial. For Aleida, though, Che Guevara was her dad, and she told me about the last time she met her father before he was killed. She was 5 years old, and her father had visited the family in disguise.
We had dinner together. Then I fell down. I was playing with my brothers and sisters, and I fell down and I hit my head. He was my father. He was a doctor.
And
he took me. He hugged me. But still, he made me feel something special.
Pero yo después le dije a mi mamá, Mamá, yo creo que este hombre está enamorado de mí.
And when he left, I told my mom, Mommy, I think this man is in love with me.
Eso fue muy hermoso para toda mi vida.
That was beautiful, and that has marked me, my life. Once again, I knew my daddy loved me.
Love of humanity, of justice and truth.